This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. I recall an episode from the Andy Griffith Show when Andy gets an invitation from his buddy Roger Courtney to visit the state capitol to possibly become a member of the exclusive Esquire Club. Andy asks if he can bring Barney along. Roger, never having met Barney, says he's happy to have him, and Barney naturally is all over it and can't wait to tell everyone and brag about it. Andy tries to remind Barney that membership in the club isn't confirmed, but Barney has it firmly in his mind that the chances, well, they're in the bag. And he's afraid that Andy may not be polished enough, so Barney thinks they should make sure when they arrive at the club meeting to talk about big important things like stocks and bonds, despite the fact that they don't know much about either. So at the club, Andy is relaxed and friendly, but Barney puts on an act in order to sound important and knowledgeable, and of course, well, it just doesn't work. Everyone thinks he's a clown. At one point, Roger introduces Barney and Andy to some of the members who happen to be talking about their golf game. Listen to this.
Well, fellas, I hate to break up this golf lesson, but I'd like to have you meet some friends of mine. Barney Fife, this is Cliff Britton.
Howdy,
Tom
Howdy.
Wilson.
Hello,
Barney
Tom.
And Jim Baker.
Hi, Barney.
This is Andy Taylor. Cliff Britton.
Britton.
Tom Wilson.
Wilson.
Andy. And Jim Baker.
Hi, Baker. How are you?
Well, golf, huh?
Yeah.
What do you shoot, Tom?
Oh, low 80s.
Oh, that's not too bad. How about you, Jim?
95, 96.
And he's teaching you how to play? Well, you ought to be taking lessons from him. Then you'd be shooting up in the 90s, maybe even hit 100.
Barney sounded silly to those members of the club because of his lack of knowledge about how a golf game is scored. And that revealed his effort to over-impress. Silly Barney, we think. He just didn't know the meaning of the scorecard. But think about that. Do you know the meaning of your scorecard, your life scorecard, your spiritual scorecard? We tend to take the material, the physical, and equate that with the spiritual, thinking we have the right scorecard. And we often don't. I mean, can you imagine a scene in heaven where people get together and talk about how much they accumulated on earth? Do you think how much you have left over at the end of your life in, say, stocks and bonds is really going to matter in heaven? But now let me take that a step further. Just let me go a little bit deeper here. What about those of us who somehow think we can take that materialistic scorecard and sneak it into heaven by baptizing it in our own little vision of spiritual success? So what I'm getting at is this. Do you think in heaven there's going to be these big spiritual bosses, pastors or church leaders, who are going to be standing around talking about how many they had in attendance on Sunday morning and how much money they brought in their respective ministries? We say, of course not. But have you ever stopped to listen to people at church or at conventions where Christians gather and how they talk about their churches? Somehow, we connote a big audience in a large auditorium with huge screens with spiritual success. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not at all against a big crowd. I mean, I love that on Sunday morning. It brings, well, energy. And sometimes it's an indication that people are growing in Christ. But not always. I wonder if we need to change the scorecard. Instead of thinking about how many we've got in church, maybe we should be thinking about how many we can send out from church. Instead of boasting about our buildings, perhaps we should think more about the temple of Christ, which for those who have received Christ is that inner temple within, our inner being. Is it holy? Is it pure? And instead of talking about what our budgets are, what if we talked about how much we were able to give away? Well, there's a place for big buildings and large crowds, don't get me wrong. There's a place for that in God's kingdom. But that doesn't always equate with spiritual success. Think about what scorecard you're using this week. and then come back here next Monday. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.